I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Western powers just handed Lebanon an ultimatum. There won't be a bailout unless they form a credible government to overhaul a bankrupt state and do it quickly. This as leaders issued a nationwide lockdown to contain another COVID-19 outbreak. Nuna of Triumphant Mercy.
I don't know how many people will follow this because it's really hard on the economy. People can't continue this way. If they open a shop, they're going to get a big fine, but also economically they can't afford to close. So it's a hard situation.
This crisis does have a silver lining.
Nothing else is good. Politics is not good. Economy is not good. The situation of people is not good. But the one thing that is good is this openness and this hunger and thirst that people have for God.
Please pray for Lebanese believers as they answer spiritual questions with gospel hope. And if you followed MNN for any length of time, you've probably heard us talk about the great works God is doing in the Muslim world. In difficult places like Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan, multitudes are leaving Islam to follow Jesus. More Muslims have come to faith in Christ in the last 10 years than in the last 14 centuries. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle says these new believers are bold.
When they embrace Jesus, they're willing to suffer. They're willing to die. Many of them do.
Uncharted connects believers like you to MBBs or Muslim background believers. That connection might come from watching a testimony online or meeting them on a Zoom call. On Wednesday, Uncharted joined with Christians worldwide to surround MBBs in prayer on the first ever MBB Global Prayer Day. Learn what's next at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. Click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.